At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Merkel Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. It went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkel.
And I'm Brian Shipper.
If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, or if you have stories you would like to share with us from the road, stop playing with the freaking curtain there, Chip. If there's things you'd like to talk, have a conversation with us. Come on the show and have a conversation with us. We'd love to talk to you. In fact, today we have somebody in studio. It's going to be an awesome conversation. But before we get to the conversation, let's get through the business end of these things. If you want to get a hold of us, you can go to hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. And send us an email that way, or go to the HammerLaneLegends.com webpage, hit the contact section, and get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. We'd love to have a conversation with you. You know, if you've listened in the past year, you understand what we talk about. We talk about you. We talk about the driver. We talk about the person who is the guest on the show. That's what the show is about. It's about you. It's about you in the industry and how the industry has affected you, how you got into the industry. I've been asked this question on Facebook, and if you listen to the show once or twice, you kind of get the idea. We're just going to be talking about you and your experiences. That's what we want to do. We want to shine the light on you, the guest. That's what it's all about. And Shipper, if they don't want to come on the show and they have just a short story, what can they do? Tell them about the voicemail line.
Oh, you went there.
I did go there. I figured I better rein you in a little bit and give you parameters. Yes.
They can leave a voicemail, short story, 5-10 minutes at the most. If they just see something goofy, wacky, insane on the road, 515-585-MERK, 515-585-6375, a short story. Anything it might have saw, encountered, whatever, you know.
5 or 10 minutes.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Leave a message.
Yep. If it's more than that,
leave a message for Jack and get on the show.
There you go. That's what we'd like. All that being said, you know what? When you're on the website checking out the contact section, if you go in that way and you get a hold of us, take a look at the gear section. Take a look at what we've got there on the webpage.
See
what
hats.
Jack's been doing. Still no hats. Still talking to Jack about that. Jack, the producer, is a little slow on the uptake when it comes to hats and yada, yada, yada stuff.
He wears a lot of hats.
He does. He does wear a lot of hats.
But he doesn't order any.
One of these days. Yeah. One of these days. But, you know, take a look at the gear section, see what we have there, see if you're interested in any of that stuff. And, you know, we keep talking about it, and I'm just waiting for Jack to give me the signal that we've got some new stuff going into the into the gear section. But the stuff that we have there is Hammer Lane Legend related, and it's mugs, it's cups, it's stickers, it's hoodies and sweatshirts and all kinds of stuff, T-shirts, you name it, it's there as far as that stuff goes. Take a look at that stuff. Shipper, tell me about Buy Me a Coffee.
Well, Buy Me a Coffee, virtual tip jar, help us keep us caffeinated. If you like what we're doing, you feel you want to leave a tip, go to it. Follow the simple directions. It's easy to follow. Have at it. If not, thanks for looking.
And thanks for listening.
And
if you find yourself in need of any kind of preparedness stuff, you know, with the world we're living in right now, we're just kind of having a little chit-chat session downstairs before we came up in studio, and it was just, you know, we're living in crazy times, and you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't even know what's going to happen today. I mean, take a look at Yellow Freight. Take a look at some of these companies that are on the verge of going out or have gone out in just the recent days. So, you know, when you don't know what's going on, you don't know what's going to happen, get yourself prepared with a little bit of preparedness, food, or any kind of thing that's going to, you know, we'll see you through an emergency. You know, whether it's a weather-related emergency or, you know, an accident or anything like that, any of those types of things, you know, just get yourself prepared. And you can do that by going to preparewithhll.com, preparewithhll.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. All of those things being said.
You didn't tell them we're on all the, what do you call pages?
We're on all the social media pages. Yeah, yes.
All the social media platforms.
You know, Facebook,
YouTube, X.
And I did want to say this. This is going to, you know, in the past few weeks, I've been out with surgery and Shipper's mom passed away. And we just wanted to take a minute to just, you know, send our condolences to Ship.
Yeah,
about that. And, it, you know, it's a tough time. It's a tough thing to walk through.
Sorry to hear that, bud.
Well, appreciate it. Yeah, but meanwhile, Merkel's been penned up and not being talking to anybody in
Nobody.
3 weeks other
yes.
than his wife. Believe me, he was like a 6-year-old kid at the candy store. We come walking through the door, so strap in.
It's going to be a fun ride.
Yes.
So anyway, here we are today. Today, in studio, we have a guy that we work with. His name is Tim.
The legend.
The legend.
The Bronco.
The Bronco.
The Bronco. Tim, how are you doing?
Great.
Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, I'm doing awesome, man.
Good to be here.
It's good to see you. Glad you made it. Glad you came out. Glad you're willing to have a conversation with us, because it's just, you know, like I was saying in the intro here, I put on the Facebook page that, hey, we're looking for interviews, you know, mm-hmm. if anybody's interested.
Right.
And somebody asked me, what do you guys want? It's like, we just want to have a conversation with you.
But
literally just want to have a conversation about you, you know, about your time in the industry. What got you into the industry? How did you get in it? You know, have you found your past time in the industry? What are some of the crazy things you've seen? Mm. Even the changes in the industry that you've seen. I mean, you've been in the industry for, you know,
like dirt. All this
yeah,
dirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Long time,
and yeah. You know what's funny is like that's where we're at. You
literally
know?
Like, at our terminal, he's seen dirt come.
Yeah,
he's seen dirt go, and he's seen dirt come back again.
And
it's an inside joke. You have to be there to understand it.
With the new construction going on, it's exactly it. We did last year, we brought in all kinds of dirt. This year we're taking out all kinds of dirt.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So just pull that microphone closer to you.
Okay. How's that?
There you go. Oh, it's perfect. That's it. Yeah. Just make sure you stay kind
like
of close.
Like son, like father.
Yep.
Okay.
So you're good. That's fantastic. Right. But anyway, so tell us a little bit about yourself, your time. How you got it? How did you get into trucking? What's the impetus to that?
Well, when I was a younger kid, my uncles and my cousins all drove.
Mm-hmm.
My Uncle Tommy drove for Air Products. He went over the road for them for how many years? Back in the 70s.
Wow.
And then my cousin Rusty worked for Harrison Explosives, hauling machinery. So I was around that all the time.
Uh-huh.
It was like 16. He told me one day, jump in this thing and move it up the road. You remember Harrison Explosives? They used to be on Tanglewood Lane off of over there in Northampton.
Oh, my word. Holy crap. Is that a long time ago?
Oh.
Wait. Yeah, well, now it's Austin Powder now.
Yeah.
It's Austin Powder. Yeah, but back then, I used to do that with him.
Wow.
We used to went up to Shawnee Mountain, blew the top of that mountain off so we could build those condos there.
Right.
So I had a little bit of dynamite
slope.
Experience.
No kidding.
Doing that, yeah.
Wow.
But that's the first time I ever drove a truck. I was a nervous wreck, dude.
Oh, I can imagine being a nervous wreck now doing that.
Old model Mac with a Maxi 5-speed in it.
Wow.
Jeez.
Only five gears.
You know what? But I kept it in first gear. That's all I did. Man, it creeped up that dirt road, dude. I was scared.
But it got you all ready to start working at Pitt, Ohio. Yeah. Back then, it was only five speeds.
Right. And then I started, I did construction, you know, framing homes and roofing. And then I got in with the city of Bethlehem.
Okay.
Driving dump truck with them for the slag plant down to the ship plant.
Okay.
Hauling up the Alberta Road to the landfill. Mm-hmm. And then I got in with Pitt. And I worked for a moving company too before that.
Wow. Yeah.
So, and that was a long time ago when I got in with Pitt. And we were on Shanersville Road. We had old Kirk Air Freight building. We had three doors. Mm-hmm. And we only used two of the doors.
Wow.
And it was something to get up. I got there. They sent me out one day with a run. Mm-hmm. The Jersey with 30 deliveries on it.
Wow.
Right? In a straight truck. That old Mercedes.
Yeah.
And I get halfway down there and I'm like, what am I doing? No one taught me anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where I was going. So I ended up calling Jay Mann and said, I'm not feeling good. I'm coming back. Well, he had a head fit. Well, I brought the load back and all that. And then they realized I was too young to go across state line.
So wow.
I was only 19.
Oh, no kidding. So you did all that stuff before you were 20.
Yeah.
All those different jobs.
Yeah. I swear to God.
There's the whole thing about intra and inter.
Yes.
But then they said, you're too young to go cross state line.
Wow.
I said, what about running local? They said, no, you got to stay on the dock. So I had to stay on the dock till I was 21 there.
Wow.
Then I finally got back in the straight truck again and doing it. Then we moved out to AAA Cooper.
Yeah.
309 there.
Yeah.
That's a terminal we're in now.
So, wow.
Yeah. But back in them days, man. You got 30 deliveries I used to drive.
The terminal you were at originally, wasn't that RNG Air Freight or something?
Yeah, RNG, Kirk Air Freight, they call it.
Okay, yeah.
And they trap all the stuff on trailers. Mm-hmm. And you used to go out, do the run. They want you to do deliveries, pickups at the same time.
Right.
So you go out, you start at like 6 in the morning, you wouldn't get back to 6 at night. Then they want you to stay on the dock, strip your truck, help John fly on the dock. Load shuttles going out and strip loads coming in.
And then come back in the next morning
and do the
for
same
6 o'clock.
Every day.
Yeah.
That's why I said all these guys who got here now.
Yeah.
That here moaning and complaining.
Yeah. I'm one of those guys.
No. They would never survive it.
No, they wouldn't. I know.
They would have quit.
When I first started, it was still like that when Skinny was here back when, you know, that's how it was when I first started.
Skinny, Harry, Patterson.
Yeah. Oh, my word, yeah.
It was bad then.
Yes, it was.
Bad then, yeah,
so. Yeah. And that was 97.
I would call that growing pains.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, you know, because I mean, look what they are now. I mean, when you think about what it was when you first started.
Well, when I started, there was only 8 terminals.
Crazy.
So you got the Jersey.
Eight terminals and 12 forklifts.
And Allentown was number 7.
Yeah.
So Allentown wasn't like, you know, around long.
When I used to go out and pick up freight, and they say, oh, you hot Pitt, Ohio. Oh, I got Ohio freight. I'm like, yeah, it's given to me. I come back. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, we go to Ohio, don't we? Yeah, Cleveland. That's it. Don't pick up Columbus, Cincinnati. Don't pick none of them.
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't know. I just started getting in with companies. So I'm bringing all this stuff in and ship all that stuff back.
You're helping the company grow. Yeah. I'm doing my part.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
You saw what the company could become
exactly.
A lot earlier.
Yeah.
He was a visionary.
Yeah. Looked into the future.
That's right.
You know.
He believed in the FedEx motto. If it ships.
Tim was the Edgar Casey of Pitt, Ohio.
That's it. Like, see, terminal managers come and go.
Yeah.
Been through like 7 of those guys.
Wow.
Brian's the 7th one.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's like,
wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
What's the time, I guess?
I've seen 2. Yeah. I guess it's Bill was here. Bill hired me and Brian came in after
that. You know what's funny about Bill? When I went to go to the road, he would not let me do it.
Oh, no kidding.
Nope. He told me you need a resume. I said, a resume? What? He goes, yeah. He goes, I'm not going to hire you to run the road. I'm like, wow. So I said something to Mike Eckerd about that a while back.
Right.
When Bill passed away, then I put in.
Yeah.
He's like, he should have never said that to you. He said,
no.
We don't do that here.
No, because when I went from the city to the road, he didn't do that to me.
He didn't want me to leave the city.
Right.
That's what the whole thing was.
Well, it's funny because that happened to me too. When I was here for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I talked to Bill and I was like, hey, look, if anything opens up on the road, would you let me know?
Right.
I'd like to get out of the city. It's just not my thing.
Right.
I was only here for 2 years.
Yeah.
He goes, okay, yeah, I'll let you know if something opens up. Meanwhile, he hires five new road drivers in that time.
There you go.
He never let me know. I was like, dude, where are all these? Why? What? What are you doing to me?
Right.
You know. But then it did work out that way, and he said, "Are you still interested?" Heck yeah, I'm still interested in it. I'm not a city guy, dude. I'm just not. It's not my gig. It's not my thing. I hated it.
Well, 24 years of running the city.
Oh, I don't know.
Newark, Jersey City, Hoboken.
Yeah.
You know, North Bergen. Northern parts, southern parts, even down to Cranberries.
Right. Yeah. Cause that's all that. When I first started, that's how we ran all the way down, down to Cranberry and everything.
This is crazy. I don't know.
It is.
Then I took my ass whooping for the urine one day.
Yeah.
Went out the road. That I'll tell you what.
It's a rough year.
That was
it?
A stab in the back, man.
Yep. The thing that got me through it was there were a couple of guys who were above me who were going to be below me when I got my seniority back. And they would, and I would just look at them because we were still laying out at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy would be like, well, you're at the bottom of the list. You come back on a Saturday morning and you had to leave out Sunday night to go to Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have
layovers, right?
Yeah, we were still in the layovers. Yeah. And it's like, you had no choice. I was the low guy.
Right.
And I just, the thing that got me through it was just wait. I'm going to get my seniority back and you're going to be the guy at the bottom of the list.
Right, right.
So,
yep.
So you can treat me nicely now. You can be fair to me now.
That way, it was just like you were being punished for trying to better yourself a little bit,
For just wanting to change. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I get that. I do. Right. I mean, I just I had to find something that would get me through it.
Yeah.
Because it was a tough transition,
Right, exactly.
It was hard.
It's hard, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But are you glad you did it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like running the road?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Much better.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like
much
Lionel.
Better.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you doing now? Are you doing Somerset and stuff? Or?
Yeah, Somerset.
Oh, okay.
I do the Bedford back through Baltimore. Those are my top two choices.
Okay.
And, that's where I kind of like it.
Right now, he's doing runs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right now.
You're doing nothing.
Yeah, right now, I'm surfing
the
sofa.
We're pulling away for you. Just sit there and relax.
Well, that's what's put me in this position. Is I've been having to pull all this weight all these years, for everybody.
Especially
with
this guy here. Huh?
Exactly, I mean,
it's about me.
The guy who does, I only want to do two runs tonight. I only want to go to,
That's great.
But I'm glad you enjoyed it because that's the thing is when you do line haul compared to doing and I don't, my hat's off to the city guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I did it for 2 years here and 3 or 4 years at Johnson and just other companies that I worked at. Like you, before I landed here, I was a bunch of different companies and doing a bunch of different things. Bulk tankers I tried the moving industry. I tried this. I tried that. You just trying hats on until you find one that fits. And then Bill Langler called me and said, "Are you still interested in working at Pitt?" I was like, "Heck yeah, dude!" Because at the time I was working at Venezia doing bulk tankers, and I wasn't making that much money, and I was working a lot of hours.
Right.
And I was like, "This is So he was like, "Yeah, you still? Yep, I'm still interested. Come in for an interview." I was like, "Fantastic!"
There you go.
And it's just. And you kind of get away from all of that city stuff and you still deal with the traffic in the morning or whatever.
Right.
Or in the evening, like you start a little bit earlier and that kind of stuff. You're still seeing the end of the rush hour.
Yeah, 378 trying to get to work. So
exactly.
Music Fest, I got to deal with that on Monday and the rest of the week.
So. Oh, is it this week already?
Yeah.
Oh,
summer's over, man.
Yeah.
I've been out for three. It's like, wow, this is like.
Yep.
But
yeah,
this is why I'm talking so much because this literally. Today is the very first time I'm actually literally talking to other human beings other than Mrs. Merkel.
Well, it's not like you had mouth surgery, you know what I mean?
I know, but maybe I should have.
Yeah.
I should get my tonsils out or something just so I shut my pile.
Put a couple extra stitches on each side there.
After a while, I'm going to tell you one of the things that is so hard, and nobody readies you this. When you get like a surgery like this, you get hip replacement or knee replacement or something like that. I didn't know that this happened, but it happens. And it's something that's common is you can't sleep.
Right.
I cannot. I'm sitting up till 5-6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Cause you used to run at night.
Yeah. Right. That's what I said to
night, everything's all screwed up.
Yeah. That's what I said to Michelle. I'm like, I can't sleep. Yep. I'm going crazy. I'm sitting. I'll take, Unisom or something over the counter just to help you fall asleep. Non-narcotic stuff, anything.
Right.
And I'm trying use and nothing. It makes you tired. Your eyes get sleepy and you sit down.
Huh? And your mind starts racing.
And your mind starts going and you can't get upstairs to sleep in your bed. It's like, And I tried one night to lay down. I came up, took a shower, went over in the bedroom, and I laid down on the bed, and I couldn't lay there.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, everything was hurting. It was, like, weird. It was just, like, weird pains. And like I was telling you earlier, it's, like, right. just these weird pains that you get that aren't hip-related. They're not arthritis-related anymore.
Phantom pain.
And it may be. And it's, like, but nobody readies you for this stuff.
Right.
You know, so... It's just been one of those crazy things where it's like the sleep is just.
So what are you saying? You're going to need an extra month to recuperate?
Or maybe two. I'm thinking December, January.
Why wait then? I would just stretch it out to March. Then you're out of the snow season.
Buttercup. There you go.
The other thing I said to Michelle, I was like, I wish I could have waited till January to do this. Because it would have made so much more sense, you know?
Yeah, you could have burned your 6 weeks of vacation right away.
Right, and be out for the winter months at least. And it's like, you know, but whatever. Anyway, back to Tim. I'm sorry, it's just, from, you know, I haven't talked to anybody and it's been so lonely here.
Oh, so alone.
So lonely.
So anyway, so when you first start, you were driving truck before you were legally able to go interstate.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, what age were you at when you first started, like, you know, actually doing some of the sitting in behind the wheel and driving? You
were
when 16-ish?
Yeah, 16, 17.
Wow.
Driving for Wheaton Van Lines for Shively Moving Storage. Wow. Used to do that.
How'd you like, did you like doing that? Did you?
No.
I did it for like three days. My hat is off to those guys, too.
Honestly, I actually did that for a couple months.
Wow.
Yeah.
My nephew works for Shively.
And I was dating my wife back. We were dating back then. So I'm with my wife like 40-something.
Wow. You that's know, awesome, you know, dude.
Between dating and marriage, yeah.
Yeah. That is, together, wow.
High school sweetheart. Been together forever.
No wonder she was asking, you stay out as long as you want. Time away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what she said, you know. He can have them.
Take them away. Yeah. That's freaking hilarious. But no, that's cool. Because you know what? That is something that you don't see a lot of, you know.
Right.
Marriages that last for any length of time, you know, especially in our industry. Right.
In this industry now, it's tough on her. It wears on her, I know.
Yeah, it does. You know. It does. And it's one of those things that either you're going to, you know, either your spouse, man or woman, is going to get used to it or...
Move
it's
on.
Not
going
to work out.
Well, she's actually my backbone. She's the one that actually talked me into going on the road. I was like,
nice. That's
cool. I didn't want to. And she's like, well, you need to do something different. You know, try something different. She pushed me to it.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing I ever did, really.
That's all. It's awesome. And the older you get.
Yeah.
You know, when
you're
doing this
translation,
like that,
she says, I want you out of the house at night. I want my house to myself.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, yes. Exactly. It's not easy. Yeah, you know, right. Doing a city gig is a tough gig.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I mean,
some of the stuff you used to see out there in Newark would, you know, be driving down the road, Frelinghuysen Avenue, and all of a sudden, like 900 cops come out of nowhere and they pinpoint this one car. They'll shut the road down right in front of you, drawing guns, and you're sitting there in a truck, like, where do I go? What do I do? Is there going to be a firefight?
Right.
You know,
am I stuck in the middle? You know,
stuff, you know, people breaking into the cab of your truck and stealing your stuff and
jumping
on the back, trying to get the door open.
Yeah.
You know, but now they make you put the locks on, but back then,
we didn't
do that.
Yep.
You know, when we used to do that fashion bug and stuff, how many guys got ripped off doing on deliveries of kids' shoes when we did it?
Yep. And what was the other shoe warehouse? DSW? Something shoe warehouse. I forget what it was called. When I started, we were doing some of that and the Sally Beauty stuff.
The Sally Beauty, yeah.
That's
another balance. I hate that.
Oh, my word.
I didn't care for that.
Oh, man. You touched every piece of freight.
A lot of guys that are here now, they would have walked away a long time ago.
Yep. You know? Yeah. It's a different
world. Actually got it pretty easy now, you know?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they've shrunk down the area that we cover.
Right.
You know, because of more terminals going in.
Mm-hmm.
So is, you know, because when I started, like when you started, you know, I mean,
you were heading
the way up to Oliphant, PA, all the way up the turnpike to the end, north out of Allentown. You covered everything from there all the way down to Allentown.
Yep.
And then you covered all of North Jersey all the way down from Cranberry all the way up to the top.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know?
Yep. And then I remember when Danny Evans was there.
You didn't know where you were going.
You remember Danny Evans?
Yeah.
He used to run down to
the shore.
Sandy Hook and stuff. Yeah. He used to run all that.
Yeah, down to the shore.
He said that was the best gig.
Oh, I bet.
They give you, you know, 3 hours down, screw around, no pickups, come back empty. If they need you to grab something on the way in, something small, grab it.
Yeah, but home, you know? If you ran all the way down to Cape May on a Friday, we would reverse the run. You started at Cape May, so you leave at 5, you're down at Cape May by 8 a.m. Because that no seriously
because that PJX.
Yeah, because then you're going opposite flow of the traffic.
Okay, yeah.
You know, going to the shore,
going down. Yeah,
yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
That's how we would do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I never thought about that. Yeah, it does make sense. But then again, you know,
we thought of that.
and where are they now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next to yellow.
Yeah. I'm only kidding.
He took the money and ran.
Yeah. You know what? If it were me, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
You
know? It's not Steely.
I know.
Is that true what they said, that they're losing their pensions?
I don't know. That's I've read so many different articles about it.
The articles I read, mm-hmm. you know, the people that were figuring they would get like round number, $4,000 a month.
Right.
They were actually getting like 1,800.
Yeah, like half.
They were basically getting half because they didn't kick back into the pension.
Wow.
It sucks for them because, you know, the guys that are like our age, you know, that, hey, the window's real close. Now it got slammed. Now you're working, you know, now you're on the George Bush plan. That's work scary. Till you die.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Oh, is what it is.
It is scary. Yeah. It is, you know, and that's the nature of the industry.
Into this knowing that nothing's guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed.
If you go into this knowing that eventually you're going to work till you die,
right?
You're okay, you know. Yeah.
Which I think it's going to anyway, right now.
Yeah,
everybody. Right.
Everybody. I mean, what, Michelle went grocery shopping. I'm just gonna. She went grocery shopping yesterday. Mm-hmm. She spent $230.
What the hell do you eat?
She literally.
That's a hell of a lot of trail mix.
She literally had four bags of groceries.
Trail mix.
I was like. She came in, because I can't help her carry the groceries in, so she brought in, in one trip, she brought everything in.
Right.
And she put, and you see my wife, she's 4 foot nine.
Yeah.
She carried all $230 worth of groceries and put it all on the floor in the kitchen.
Right.
And it was this little pile of five bags.
That's how it was with my wife when she went to Walmart, same thing. It's $100-some for nothing.
What'd you get? And I'm like, it's the two of us.
Yeah.
We're paying as much for groceries now as we were when we had three kids living at the house.
Exactly.
And I said, I don't understand this. This is the craziness that we live in. This is the world that everybody is confronted with. And it's why everybody's at a point now where it's like, you can't help but have to work till you die.
Exactly.
Who can afford to retire and live on Social Security
if
for five bags of groceries, you're paying $200?
They'd be pushing shopping carts at Walmart.
Right.
Be a door greeter or something part-time, you know?
Just to supplement your supplement.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I've got a part-time job at McDonald's, and I'm working at Walmart a part-time job just to supplement my supplement so I'm getting so I can live on my Social Security.
That's funny.
It's crazy. I don't know. It's one of those things that just drives me nuts. And I know, you know, as truck drivers, you know, we do okay. We make good money.
Right.
I have no complaints at all. But it's like I cannot imagine making $15 an hour.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't live.
And living on this and paying rent or mortgage or whatever, you know, it's like.
Yeah, couldn't live.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a two-income household.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But anyway, back to you, Tim.
All right.
That's all right. I digress.
Yeah, you know, it's easy. Well, you know what? It's kind of an all-over-the-place type of thing. Yeah. It's going to be one of those days where it's all over the place.
No, just somebody's a real chatty catty.
He is.
I know. Ship, you got to just quiet it down a little bit.
Yeah.
I try to limit my words because, you know, airtime is a premium here.
You know? Oh, man. So when you did the moving part, mm-hmm. And that, you know, I gave that a try for 3 days. One of my first things that I had to do was we were moving a grand piano.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was like, dude, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm like, you know, I'm sorry. I just can't, you know? So I did that. And then we did a couple of, you know, next 2 days. And I was like, by the time I was done, when we did a whole house, the second day was a whole house. I was like,
we should move like
this ain't for me.
7-8 home houses, like down to Kent, Maryland and stuff like that. And it's like, dude, that's brutal, man. You move that house and then and drive all the way down there and unload it, you know, and then they want you back.
So yeah.
You move the house and then you put the house back together again.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, like, one of the guys that we've interviewed before, his name is Tom, and he's a great guy. I love Tom. He's really nice. He's really active on the fan page and stuff like that. And he's a mover, and he's been doing it for a long time.
He's a mover and a shaker.
My hat is off to guys like that it's like, it's a kind of job where in my head, I'm looking at it like I'm packing up my house every day and moving it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not interesting to me.
No.
You know, that's a lot more work. But
gives,
you know,
gives a whole new meaning to the word. Let's just pack all this shit up, see how many boxes it takes.
Right. Yeah. It's,
Tom knows before he even packs it.
He knows exactly what he's doing. And he's a great guy. And we've interviewed him twice. He's a really nice guy. I love Tom. He's really really a great person. It's just I can't see myself doing that.
Right. I mean, it would take it, you know, a specific person with that knack.
It really does.
I mean, you know, I'm sure with him it's like second nature. It's like eating peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, and, but yeah, I just don't see myself doing that. Sell it, no. Burn it, whatever. You can buy new shit.
Light a match, burn the house down. That's everything.
The insurance
in it.
Covers. Yeah. That's what they do out here in Shoeville.
Apparently,
big yard sale, sell everything.
No, exactly. Fire sale. It's a lot easier.
Literally a fire sale.
Here we're having a relocation sale.
Oh my word!
Match strikes at 5.
That's funny.
So your wife has been like a really a
she's role, a rock.
Yeah, which is fantastic. Yep. I mean, that is, you know, that is, like we said earlier, that's one of those things that in this industry, especially in an industry like this, where you're, you know, this has been one of my pet peeves. I'm going to hit the pet peeve again, Chip. One of my pet peeves is that there's no other industry in this country where people work, where the government can look at you and say, you can work 14, you can drive 11 hours a day, work 14 hours a day, and your company actually holds them to hold you to what the government said you can do. Look, the government said that, you know, if you work at Walmart, you can work a 12-hour day. Yeah. Walmart holding people to that? No.
Right.
You know, but in our industry, the company looks at you and says, yeah, you can drive 11 hours and work 14 and we expect you to.
The log says you can.
Yeah. You've got time.
Right.
It's like, you know, that's one of those things. And that's one of the things that really stresses a marriage.
Yeah.
You know, if your spouse is not into this enough.
Right.
And they expect you home.
Yeah. Yeah. She's been around long enough. So she's pretty.
Yeah.
Well, none of that.
She's
part
been
of
around
it.
Long
exactly.
enough.
Exactly.
She's been around long enough and you've been gone long enough. But she understands.
Yeah. Like when I come home stressed out, she's my bitch and personal bitch too.
Yeah.
She takes a lot of on her shoulders, you know?
Yep. Yeah. And that's awesome though, because it's a vent.
Right.
You know,
why I got to talk to somebody.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Home. And
because he don't listen to me. He walks away when I say something.
I'm a people person.
Yeah, he's a people person. Yeah.
I look at you and say, I feel you need to be alone.
So he says, that's what the manager's for. Go talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not your therapist.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly.
They're not paying me enough for this. My couch is broken. Sorry.
So you get one phone call a night. Use it wisely. How do you get around? That's it. You're done.
How do you get around?
Hey, there's an accident.
Hey,
what's the route? Which is amazing because it's like, you know, your way
he
around.
He knows everything.
I know. I can call him. How.
He tells me, oh, let's go this way. This way. Okay. Call me and let me know you got through it all right.
Yeah, some directions.
I'll call you. Did you make it?
Yeah.
I figured, I made it. That's why I didn't bother calling.
Right. You know, if I didn't make it, I'd been on the phone with you an hour ago.
Yeah.
Some directions do entail. Go to the barn on the left. You'll see it. Can't miss it.
Look
make the right.
Chinese warehouse.
It's crazy. It is. Yeah. I don't know how he knows.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy runs from Allentown to Harrisburg and Harrisburg to Allentown. And yet everybody calls him for information for, you know, an accident out on the turnpike out by Pittsburgh.
Certain relay points, he knows right where they are.
Yeah. It's like, how do you know?
Been there, done that. Have the t-shirts.
Like, yes. Oh, okay.
Yes.
It is amazing. You know, Shipper is the great informer.
Yes.
You know? If you think about this, I've spent almost, I'm here 10, I was there 23, 35 years. Employed by a Hamel at one point or another.
Wow.
You know, from the one side to the other side.
To the other side.
From the dark side to the bright side. And yes, I put them in that order.
We'll just say from one side of the force to the other.
Yes.
Use your imagination, I guess. But no, it's just amazing. You know, I don't know how you do it because I don't know how you know where everything is.
Well, like I said, when I ran with PJAX, you know, our runs consisted of.
It's almost identical to ours, really, right?
Yeah.
Well, a little bit more extreme because it basically was, we didn't have roll-up doors. They were swings.
Swing, yeah.
Right.
They were filled from floor to ceiling. If it didn't fit, you took it off the pallet. And then
you made it fit.
And our run started in Bethlehem, and it ended in Cape May.
Yeah.
And there was no order. You're lucky you had it in the same towns that it was in line with, let alone, you know, I have to turn around and go up the street this way.
No kidding.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Wow. Well, how was your line haul? How did line haul work there?
Well, line haul was the same way.
Pretty much the same?
Yeah.
But you guys never did combo stuff, did you?
No.
It was you were going to Brookville, you were coming back from Brookville to your terminal.
We were coming point A to B, back to A.
Right.
You know.
No CD.
No. Occasionally it was, hey, I need you to run to Pittsburgh. And on your way back to Pittsburgh, stop in Wilkes-Barre and drop this water pipe off because they need it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And I actually did it.
Right.
And I ran out of time up in Wilkes-Barre because apparently the water department at that time had some kind of major main blown open, and they needed this thing that I had on the back of the trailer. And I ended up staying up there overnight because I ran out of time because I had to come out of Pittsburgh up 70, all the way across 80 and then back up, and up even further. And I was like, yeah, I guess they did need this one. Because, you know, it's the old bullshit story. Oh, yeah, they need it.
They need it.
And you get there you get there at 5 o'clock and there's nobody around. No, there was people waiting for me.
It's one of those, you know, sometimes you get that they need it and you get there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you're standing around waiting and they look at you, what are you doing here? We don't need this till like Friday.
Monday, exactly.
Yeah, I've had those too.
Yeah, some of the line haul that entailed that on your way back or swing by. Right. On your way back to Allentown, swing by Mancor and drop these 18 skids off, you know?
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You do what you had to do.
That's the industry, you know? Yeah. And you do it. You expect some of that stuff in the industry. You know, it's just the way it is, the nature of it. And maybe sometimes it's one of those things that when you're younger, when you're doing this, you're kind of like, oh, that's really cool. I got to do this.
Yeah.
When you get older.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you know what? I just want to do point A, point B. Point A.
Right.
You know, I just want to go home.
Just want to get there, do what I got to do, and go home.
And go home. Yeah. I don't, I'm not into all the extra stuff.
That's what Brian says to me every morning. You're on your way out of here already. You just got here. Yeah, I'm going home. Geez, you're the fastest guy I know that you get back, you drop your thing and leave. That's the point. I want to get out of here. I don't want to talk to you.
Yep.
I don't want to do nothing. I want to go home.
Yeah. I don't want to have a conversation with anybody at a terminal or anybody at a relay point. Not that I'm a jerk or I don't want to talk to people. Right. Hey, niceties. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Have a safe trip going home. Here's your paperwork. Yeah. Gotta go.
Give me my paperwork. I'm out of here, man.
Yeah.
I want to come in and do my thing and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of the job. Yeah. That it can be. And sometimes it just,
that doesn't work.
They don't have that. Yeah. They don't have the same philosophy about my time as I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Paperwork? Who needs paperwork?
Right.
I don't.
Right.
It's only going 90 miles down the road.
Well, if you're going to Harrisburg, yeah.
Well, it happened to me the other night. They gave me the wrong paperwork.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. On the way to Pittsburgh, I had to stop.
Yeah.
It was technically sort of my fault because I didn't look at the trailer number on the bill, but my name was on it. I assumed my name. RO was the same.
Right.
Put everything in. That was in there. I didn't look at the trailer number. Here, Sean put the wrong name on the wrong paperwork. It was a logo to Pittsburgh. The one I had was correct.
Okay.
The one I was supposed to take, the trailer number he gave me over the phone.
Okay.
But the other one was for Alex.
Oh.
He put my name on Alex's paperwork.
Technically, according to the paperwork, he was pulling the wrong trailer.
Yes.
But he was going to the right place.
Yes.
Well, yeah, well.
And I had to stop in Harrisburg to correct paperwork.
Wow, that was a shit show. It happened to me before surgery. I'm going to say sometime earlier this summer. It was one of those things that happened to me. They gave me paperwork, and I was supposed to be taking a load out to Bedford. And for whatever reason, they had me. I don't remember if it was a Columbus load. It was supposed to be taking It was supposed to be a Columbus load. They gave me paperwork for Wessex. I never questioned it. I'm going to a relay point. We relay with Wessex at Bedford.
Right.
So I was like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I get out to, I want to say I was out to the Bandit truck stop.
Okay.
And I get a phone call. Pull over, answer the phone.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, you gotta bring that trailer back. We gave you the wrong load. You need to get to Columbus load, not the Wessex load. I'm like a half an hour out. Wow. It's like, it's not that far.
Yeah.
But it's just annoying enough that now you put me an hour behind because I'm a half an hour out. I got to go a half an hour back. Now I got to drop and hook.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's like, and I realized things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get too worked up about them, but in your head to yourself, you're worked up because now I'm an hour and 15, hour and a half behind.
That's
going to throw me into, rush hour traffic in the morning coming up 2:22 out of Baltimore. It's like, it just freaking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You understand and you're like, okay, everybody makes mistakes. It's a human thing. We all do it. I know. Right. But this time it screwed up my plans.
Sure.
So it's just one of those things that's just irritating, but I know what you mean, when they do that stuff and you're just like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Even just having to drive into Harrisburg.
Yeah.
You're going, you know, 10, 15 minutes down to the terminal longer. And until you get in there and park the truck and get inside and somebody prints out the paperwork for you because then you're playing the game.
They played it smart. They had the paperwork ready for me.
Nice.
So when I got there, they handed it off and I was back at it again, you know, but.
But yeah, it's
just. Because it's Timmy McClure.
Because it's Bronco. Well, you know, Bronco's coming.
Hey, Bronco's here. You know, we got to get it rolling and get him out of here.
Hey, Ryan.
He'll be back. We'll see him in the morning at 3:30. But yeah, it's just, it's the nature of the business. And that's the thing is, like, sometimes it's the way we work. It's what we do. It's what the trucking industry is all about. You know, it's like when you're on like Facebook and you look at the LTL page for different companies. Like, it's just one big LTL page, you know, New Penn and Yellow and all. That's where I saw a lot of the Yellow information and that kind of stuff. And I was kind of keeping up on that. And you just look at it and you just, it's like, this is the industry.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the industry. It's just, if you work at Expo, it doesn't matter where you're working.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the beast.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, and I mean, you know,
up and down like a roller coaster.
It is. It really is.
Hold on, enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
So it is.
Yeah, it is. What were we going to say, Ship?
Nothing.
Nothing, honey? It's one of those frustrating things. It's frustrating to a point. Like I said, it's that time frame that everybody thinks, well, you know, as a truck driver, you just sit and drive a truck.
Drive, yeah.
You know, and it's like, yeah.
You just sit there and hold the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's true. That's what we do.
Time is not your friend.
It's not. No.
It's your enemy.
And my attitude is always, okay, if it's that easy, climb in your car. Mm-hmm.
Five words, baby. Five words. Take a ride with me.
I just look at, like, just you know, for the average person, just get in your car. Drive for 5 hours.
Right.
And then get out of your car. Don't stop in between now, other than to pull over on the side of the road and take a leak.
Yep.
And you just keep driving for 5 hours and then get out of your car and see how you feel. Now.
For a half
in
hour.
In half an hour, get back in your car, turn around and come back home and see how you feel when you get to the end of your night.
Do it every night.
And do it, yes. And then tell me that I'm just sitting and just, you know,
exactly.
Driving. Yep. It, you know, it's easy as just driving. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not.
Do it. Yeah. And just do it in your car where you're comfortable and you have all your amenities and, you know, everything you want and everything you need. You know.
But what's getting scary now with everything is everything's going automatic.
Yeah.
So all these guys coming out of school, they're, I don't know, man. Some of the guys that are on the road now, they're horror shows, man. Scared the crap out of me.
Yes.
It's like they give the automatics out. You don't have to learn to drive standard, you know.
Yeah.
Manual transmission.
I mean, it's even an endorsement on their freaking license.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
you can't drive a standard transmission. It's like. Yeah.
That's what they said at work.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't drive that.
It's a stick shift.
An automatic.
I'm yeah.
Like, what? What do you mean?
Exactly.
He's not allowed to drive a stick.
Like, it's actually stipulated on the license.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It is. It's one of those things in the industry that you look at and you're like, I never thought I'd ever see this.
Right.
You know, if you drove a truck, you knew how to drive a manual transmission.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
You know, my kid's got a CDL and his actually says
right on it.
Because he has a, you know, he took his CDL with a dump truck and a beaver tail trailer. Pinel hook trailer in the back.
Yeah.
You know, the weight wise, it's an A, but it says no fifth wheel.
Wow. Even the fifth wheel is
because everybody would come with the 1 ton fifth wheel car carriers and register them at, you know, 75,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now that's, you know, weight wise, that's considered a tractor trailer and it's not, you know, and that's how they got around that.
Wow.
Because everybody was taking tests on that and then getting into big trucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, but yeah, I mean, because that's the endorsement. If you take your test on an automatic, that is whether you know how to drive standard or not.
Right.
You took your test on that.
That's all you can drive. That's what you can drive.
That's your license. That's what you
were tested with.
Yeah. But the sad thing is, it's even come down to a point where car manufacturers are not making cars as manual transmissions anymore because so few people know how to drive them. It's like, how is that even possible? You know, I don't know. I guess you don't need to shift gears.
Too many pedals, not enough feet.
Yeah. Not enough feet. I got three pedals. I got 2 feet. What am I supposed to do?
That's like I hit it crappy with Pedal Ohio because I got grandfathered through the transferring from a straight truck to trailer.
Okay.
So they trained me through them. And remember Glenn Cooney?
Yep.
he had his permit to take you out for the road test, and he did everything through the state for you. You didn't have to go to state police barracks.
Oh, wow.
It was all through Pitt. And I'll never forget that guy said to me when I, he goes, I'm going to tell you something, young guy there. He goes, remember, driving trucks like having sex. You got to keep it up to get it in. That's what he used to tell me all the time. He was something. Yeah. Driving trucks like having sex. You got to keep it up to get it
in. Oh, yeah. My word. That's hilarious.
Because we had those old R model Max.
Yeah.
You know, the 5 speeds on there.
Yes, those sir. Are, yeah. When I first started driving, when I first started riding the city. That's all I had.
Yeah,
was the 5-speed.
Yeah,
it's like what the heck? This is weird.
Yeah, I think mine was D26 or something like that. Wow, old one. Yeah,
I think I had D288. I think was the number of the truck that I had, the tractor.
Probably.
You know, and then when I came over to the road, one of the first road trucks I had was one of the first nine. I think it was the first or one of the first 9-speeds. It was 543.
Okay,
was like one of the first 9 or 10 speeds that they had.
Okay,
and I was like, this is kind of nice, you know.
Yeah,
you
get
back to actually shifting gears,
yeah,
you know, not just five.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it was weird, but you know, I mean, what is your experience like being at Pitt for as long as you're there? I mean, what do you think of the company? How are things?
I love it.
They're
great.
You know, I mean,
the Hamels are great. You know, no issues with them at all.
Yeah,
just some of the management that came in gone. You know, but other than that, it's a good company to work for. They're great.
Yeah, I totally agree.
No problems.
If they weren't, we wouldn't be here as long as we are.
If it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't be driving trailer right now because I went through them for the schooling and stuff. So,
yeah,
which is great.
That's fantastic. I wish I'd have known that years ago, you know, because I mean, I paid to go to school, you know, so I paid to get my CDL and all that.
I drove my car out to Harrisburg to meet Cooney out there. Mm-hmm. And he took me out for my road test.
Wow.
He goes, oh, I'm not going to tell you nothing, kid. You're good. You know, he goes, just remember, you know,
what a nice guy he was too. You know, he was, I really thought a lot of Glenn.
Yeah.
He was really a great guy.
Well, when I took him, he went out for like a, to recheck me.
Mm-hmm.
He went out to the city with me one day and I've already, Tommy Moore took me out and trained me, you know, Tommy Moore, but he taught me how to shift without the clutch and all that.
Okay.
Doing that. Couldn't he sit there looking at me? He goes, who taught you that? And I told him, he goes, not too bad. He goes, let's see you win a downshift if you can do it without. And I've done it all right. You
know? Yeah.
He's like, you're doing all right. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That is awesome. Yeah. I mean,
if it went in going up, it's going to go in coming down.
That's right.
Exactly.
It's all how you float them.
It's all about keeping it up and getting it in.
That's it. I'll never forget that.
That's back in the time when he used to do those. Every year they would do the safety Saturday thing where you go and take your kids, if they were learning how to drive.
Yeah.
It was like a whole driving, you know,
remember that
Saturday morning type of thing, you know, because I went to that one year, you know, I was like, yeah, I'll go. And I just thought it was, those are some of the interesting things that we used to do that I don't know whatever happened to them. You know,
we used to have meetings with Chuck and everything.
I
understand.
The company's gets to be so big.
But it was always nice to have those things, you know.
It was. I agree with you.
To meet the owner and talk with him.
Made you feel like you were part of the crew.
Yeah, exactly.
It did.
Exactly.
You know, but of course, you know, now, I mean, you know, I guess Bob does something different. He's like doing at least last time I had heard, he had taken over some warehousing out there in Pittsburgh or something like that. He was doing some warehousing stuff.
Like KDO Logistics or something? Or
something like that.
Keystone Logistics?
Keystone Logistics or something, yeah.
Keystone Logistics, yeah.
And so, I mean, really it all is just kind of resting on Chuck Hamill.
Yeah.
You know, now, so it's hard to meet everybody.
Is his son doing something?
Yeah.
Running it now, I guess.
Yeah. And
he sits back in the wings and watches.
They're doing I've been here for 26 years and it, you know, the company has always grown and has moved forward. And I appreciate that.
Told my wife, I said, when they stop buying new equipment, time to roll, man.
Yep. That's when you know.
Time to roll.
Yeah.
Time to roll. Then you know it's going the other way.
It's going, Things are not going in the right direction.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
But it's always gone well, you know, for as long as we've been here. So, my hat's off to them. They know what they're doing. And it's like I said to Shipper before, you know, I don't have to agree with every decision that happens at Pitt, Ohio. It doesn't revolve around me, and I don't have to agree with every decision. You know, they're going to do what they're going to do, and they have to do what's best for the company
right,
overall,
right,
not what's best for Brian.
Right.
You know,
so. Merkel.
Or Shipper. Yeah, or
Shipper. The Shipper didn't say a word. That was Merkel.
Because I think it's just, it's the appropriate way to look at it. I don't have to agree with everything because right. I'm not the one responsible for the whole company.
Yeah.
You know?
And they know what's going on. I mean, they only tell you what you want to know.
Exactly.
But they want you to know, should I say.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah. Yep. And it's okay with me, you know, right. Because if I wanted to run my own business, I'd buy my own truck and do my own thing.
It would say Merkel Express.
Not happening. Yeah, that sort of, maybe.
Merkel Media. Merkel Media. Transport.
There you go. The transportation end of Merkel Media.
That's it.
Yeah, that's freaking funny. Tony would love that, right? Yeah. So, is there what else about yourself? I mean, yourself as far as driving and that kind of stuff. What's Tim doing?
Right as Tim of right
Jr.
now,
yeah.
Tim Jr.
Yeah,
he's working over at what is it? LMB Robbins out there in
I don't know. We're asking you, so you tell us. We'll both know. Go.
I'm trying to think of the name.
Best
of
the place. Yeah, I mean
LM Robbins. I think it is. Okay. They're out there in up north of Northampton there. They make belts for like pharmaceutical, all kinds of belting.
Oh, okay.
Mesh them together and stuff.
Yeah.
Got a pretty decent job there.
Awesome.
And he's good learning it. Yeah, so he likes that a lot.
That's awesome. Well, when you see him, tell him I said
hey. Oh, I definitely will.
You know, he's always a nice guy to sit standing
he'll
around
be listening.
And talk to. Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Yeah, he'll be listening.
That's the beauty of this is we grow the show a little bit at a time. We introduce somebody new.
I tried to get him to come in with me.
He's that would have been cool.
He goes, they don't want me to talk about.
Oh, heck Yeah. That's all
maybe
right.
One day they'll get you in here.
Heck yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
He's doing good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Yep. That's neat. Good for him.
No, we'll just send him down just to talk to this nut because, you know, 3 weeks, look at him.
Shipper's like, well, we'll just pen him up for another 3 weeks and see what happens.
Yeah,
we'll open up the cage and let him out.
Unleash him on Timmy.
So what, you know, is there anything else that about your time as a truck driver that you wanted to touch on or talk about? Or any experiences that you've had, anything you've seen? I mean, just... I mean, I know being a city guy, I mean, I saw crazy crap up in North Jersey. I saw crazy crap, you know.
Well, this was North Jersey.
You know, and a couple crazy accidents along the way. And I don't know.
The weird stuff that you see, you know, people doing weird things in their car when you're driving. And you're like, dude, you know, really, you know, there's all those things. And it's just craziness. And you just, you know, you kind of shake your head and you're like, this is a crazy industry. You know, when I first started driving 30 years ago, I never thought I'd see the things that I've seen.
Right.
I never thought I would go to places I've gone. I never thought I would drive in the conditions that I've driven in as far as weather goes and stuff like that.
Well, that you're speaking of that first time when I was on the year in one day list, someone called off going to Somerset.
Okay.
And Kyle was mad. He said to me, since you're here, he goes, here, you're taking this run. I'm like, never been there before.
Right.
So I asked somebody, had to get in there. He wasn't around, so I couldn't ask him. But anyway, I get up there up to Walmart, Somerset, and the weather was just changing. It was like 19 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, well, Somerset's crazy.
I'm
that
coming
way.
Back, and it started raining.
Wow.
Pouring rain. And
at 19 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have seen my truck look like a salt lake. it was unbelievable. It's salt, and then the ice on top of it. I had to pull over the rest areas and bang the ice off the headlights.
Sure.
Couldn't see where I was going. It was like blinding me out.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable. The antennas were bending off. I was watching the CB antennas. They were like bending with all the ice on it. Yeah. I'd never seen weather like that. Freezing rain.
Right.
Like that. It was 19 degrees. I was like, this is unreal.
It is.
That place is a different world out there.
It is.
You don't know what to expect.
Nope. You're climbing up that hill to Somerset and it's one type of weather and you get through the tunnel and it's something totally different. You're like, where'd this come from?
It's snow in July out there. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's sir.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
It's a beltway, I guess.
I guess it's just the way the mountain. You know,
that's why they call it the Laurel Highlands.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Laurel Highlands. All right.
Interesting place.
Yeah. When you get on the other side of the tunnel, you're into the Bedford Flats.
Yes, that's it.
Yes. And it's crazy. That's how Pennsylvania is. Pennsylvania is kind of a weird state when it comes to weather. You know, you can have one thing on one side of the state and something totally different
sunny
on the other.
Sunny today,
end of the
16
state.
Inches tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is like it's construction. Yeah. You know, yeah. The weather is like construction in Pennsylvania. You never know what you're going to run into.
Right, yeah, right. Right.
You're
exactly.
running into anything at any point. You know, in PA, it's like you're driving out the turnpike and there's no construction. All of a sudden, you know, the right lane is closed and it's mm-hmm. closed for 10 miles
yeah.
and there's nobody doing anything.
Right.
You don't yeah. see a soul.
You see a cop sitting there trying to push it going through there.
Yeah. Friends. But it's cone set up yeah. and everything and there's not a person around.
Like
and you're like, summer, what are you doing?
They're doing so many setups out there. It's not even funny, man.
Yeah. And now they've gotten to that point where they use, you know, the jersey barriers on mm-hmm. the sides of the road. If they're going to block off, if they're doing work on the side of the road or whatever, it's like, what the heck is this all yeah, about? You know, because yeah. now you're really crunching
now
down
you're crunching
and
it, in,
and it makes
yeah.
people nervous.
It's funny. They put the wall up, then they put the cones along the wall.
Along the wall. Give you even through. Less room
yeah, to get you to slow down. I yeah. guess to get people to slow down. More,
oh
so.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. I don't know.
That's why they put those bumpers on the front of our truck, so you just knock.
Yeah, just knock the cones over easier.
Just saying.
Oh, that's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. When you were talking about the ice at 19.
Yeah.
You got one of those new Macs because you know you graduated from your Peterbilt.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? What's wrong?
Those headlights ice up nice.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Yeah, for sure.
Those headlights are nice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the yeah. LEDs are nice, yes. but they got no heat to them, and that's
no, and so they just ice right
ice
up.
Ice right up.
Yeah. That is the that's
I
the
noticed
bad
that
thing.
The first winter. I'm like, it's great, but I still can't see.
Yeah. Yeah. But boy, I tell you what, when it's you know decent weather out, they shine. I mean, it's like the first time with I got mine out of it. Yeah, it's like, holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
What am I missing all these nights?
Gives a whole new word to the meaning. Light them up, baby.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
You get people coming the other way, flipping their high beams. Yeah. You don't even like, have them on.
Dude, that's just my regular yeah. lights. What are you doing?
Yeah. You like these? You like apples? Watch this. You like them apples?
Yeah. All of a sudden, he's swerving all over the road and crashes.
That's funny.
My eyes.
Oh, it's one of the weirdest things when you have to go from your truck because you're doing a tractor swap or something. You take an old truck out to Harrisburg or whatever.
You take a truck with cataracts.
And you're like, I can't see.
cataracts, exactly.
Yeah, you're like, I can't see a thing.
They're like yellow, what? Like yeah. dull yellow.
Yeah.
You can almost see 5 feet in front of you, you know? If a deer steps out or somebody pulls out or anything yeah. happens, I didn't see it. Literally.
I had one of those trucks one time going out of Maryland, and I just ran my high beams. Uh-huh. I couldn't see. I had to put the high beams on.
I believe it. It's crazy. It's like
it's like nobody noticed coming the other way.
Yeah, that's so how.
Yeah. Well, the worst thing is I notice it with just getting in my own vehicle now.
Right.
I'm actually looking to get a changeover kit to go to LEDs on my truck.
I have
because I'm so I spent most of my time in the company truck.
Right.
I got my own truck.
Can't see anything.
It's 20 minutes to drive home, but Jesus Christ, it's a long 20 minutes with the headlights dim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how my car is. You know, when you've got 367,000 miles on you, you know, the headlights have a tendency to be fogged
over. Yeah, you should be
getting
good gas mileage now. Shit.
It's set out front for 3 weeks. Haven't even driven it anywhere. It literally has spider webs all over it. <That's>
crazy.
Michelle goes, she goes home the other day. She's like, you know, your car has like cobwebs all over it. I said, that's not cobwebs. That's spider webs. There's nothing about cobwebs. It's, you know, making it grow outside.
Well, look, you got a, I was telling Timmy on the way in here, I says, you got a big highway function going on. You can get a beach chair and watch them play wall Jenga out there.
They playing again?
Yeah, between exit 40 and 45, they had.
Oh, yeah.
Are they starting
weekend
to open things
construction,
up?
Major delays.
Are they opening things up? Is that what they're starting to do?
Get this weekend coming.
They're going to switch us over to that new section, and then they still got to dig up that middle to put the walls in place. So they're not done yet.
Yeah, but at least they're moving it, you know, half of it over. You know, you're going up the truck lane, going up the hill and all that.
This is PennDOT.
It's
these are the same geniuses that chose two interstate highways going south simultaneously, side by side, basically.
Shut down.
That have shut down this weekend for construction.
Harrisburg,
81 and 83 are both closed.
Closed?
Yeah, they're doing repaving.
Yeah, so they closed it.
So they closed it at the Eisenhower Boulevard,
Friday,
you know,
Friday
where we get off for our terminal.
Yeah, yeah.
They closed that part. So everybody, all four lanes, three, four lanes of 83 got to suck down to that ramp, the 40 mile an hour ramp. Okay. Okay. And then, okay. Okay.
And then you got to turn around and come back.
Well, no, you know, you can take that first ramp and keep on going, wind around on 80 for 83.
Yeah. You get up
the old way and all that happy shit. But, you know, if you wanted to go out to the turnpike or the Harrisburg airport, you still got to go down in the skinny road to get back on the interstate.
Wow.
Because they're paving that on ramp.
The heck were they thinking? Why would you do that?
And then on 81, we decided to pave, what was that? Right there by the Schuylkill, they're paving southbound.
Yeah.
They're paving that. All this, okay, strap in. All this while we're having a major truck show event at the Carlisle Fairgrounds.
Wow.
What genius in Harrisburg said, yeah, let's shut these two things.
You mean 81 down by the school? By the school
across Harrisburg. Yes.
The Susquehanna.
You said Schuylkill, and I was like, what?
I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's fine. I was just trying to put the two in conjunction. But
yeah, Schuylkill's right here. I forgot.
Yes, that's the Schuylkill.
Yeah.
But no, so they're still working on that.
Yeah, yeah. It shut down from Friday until Monday morning.
Are they going to get it all done?
Oh, yeah, they'll get it done.
Is that the plan?
That's the plan,
because you know it won't all be done.
No, no, it'll be done. It'll be done.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You've seen the lanes, uneven lanes. Yeah,
exactly.
They'll get it done.
I mean, it's taking them how long to do the northbound side.
The asphalt plant closed Saturday.
Broke down.
They still didn't finish that yet.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, the shoulders and stuff.
The shoulders, the northbound side is still not done. That's why it's okay. They're going to shut it down going southbound, and it still won't be done by the time the weekend's over. You'll have 72 hours to do this, and you're not going to do it.
Right.
No, look at it this way. It might be done by the time he gets back.
It might be.
It could be.
It's just crazy.
All the construction will be done when you get back.
Yeah, I mean, that's PA for you.
What do you think?
Who knows?
Hey, never know. That's funny.
It just amazes me. I mean, PA just is one of those crazy things, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, so much for all that stuff. You know, it has been, this has been a fun conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you coming in.
Oh, no problem.
You know, it's been all over the place, but it's been a fun conversation.
But I finally got the $3 million. Yeah.
And that's fantastic. That's just the thing I wanted to talk about. Was your $3 million award? Freaking A. This dude's he's got 3 million miles under his belt.
Moving up in the world. I'm gonna be terminal manager soon.
Fantastic.
I'll make him assistant.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Don't do that. Oh, okay.
We're all better off. He's our information guy. We can't call him during the night if he's freaking sleeping at home.
Well, I'll give him a job just doing that. He can stay at the desk, and when we have problems, we call him.
He can just be the information desk.
Yeah.
Hello?
The helpline.
The helpline. There you go. The Are You Lost line. Call me.
Mr. Chloe.
Mr. Google right there.
Hello, Rand McNally.
I don't need a phone. I got my buddy Shipper over here. I don't need a phone. I don't need Google Maps.
Yes, the AI camera has nothing on me.
I don't need Google Maps when I've got Rand McNally on speed dial. That's awesome, dude. But you know, that's quite an accomplishment. You know, 3 million miles, you know, accident free. That's freaking awesome, dude.
Yeah, man. That's right. I'm shooting for 4 and then I'm out of here.
I don't blame you.
You're a freaking idiot. You're an idiot.
Well, I got 10 more years yet to retirement.
You're an idiot.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you like, 57?
57.
Wow. You're only 2 years older than I am.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome.
Why, do I look younger?
Yeah.
All right, dude. That's thanks.
Yeah, I figured,
well,
you know,
I figured
you were like right around my age or a year or two younger than me.
No.
Sometimes it's like I look at my own kids, and my oldest is 38. I think he's going to be 39 this year.
Yeah.
38
this
year.
You want me to do the math?
I don't know. He's born in 85.
All right. Yeah. I got the calculator.
He's going to be like 38 or 39.
Okay.
And so sometimes when I'm talking to people and their kids aren't as old as Tony, I'm like, okay, so they're like a couple years younger than me. you know? But, you know.
Yeah.
So, but
he's going to be 38.
He's going to be 38. Thank
When's his birthday, actually?
October 23rd.
Okay. He will be 38.
He will be 38. Mm-hmm. And so you just, you
thanks
look at
for
that.
Playing.
Thanks.
So, you people that listen to the other show,
you know, Tony is 38.
Give him a hidey ho around
April 23rd.
April. There you go.
October. No, it's October. October 23rd. You got me all. You said April. October 23rd. He'd shoot me if I said April 23rd. He's been my kid.
Well, it's early then.
For 38 years.
It'll be 6 months early or 6 months
or
late.
Or 6 months late,
whichever way you
want
to look at it.
That's right. Yeah.
How full's the glass? Again, back to Tim.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, I mean, I, you know, I imagine being a city driver and getting a 3 million mile award.
Yeah.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah. Not in the city.
Exactly.
He was on the road.
But he was only on the road for like, what, 2 years?
City,
3 years?
24 years, the city.
There you go.
Yeah.
So 6 years sure. on the road.
Well, then they should bring it up because you don't. You have squat for the road. Okay?
Well,
you got squat for the road.
Well, my Peterbilt. Okay?
You got squat for the road. You got 6 years on the road. And if you call going out from point A to point B, turning around, coming back home, sleeping in your own goddamn bed, a line haul job.
That is a line haul. It's beautiful. That's my kind of line.
That's not over the road there, buddy.
That's beauty. That's beauty. If I could get Peterbilt every night, I'd do it.
They took the Peterbilt down.
Bring back the system drivers for the company. Yeah, pack your bag. You're going to Charleston.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night, we'll send you to Cleveland.
I remember they did. Didn't they have that shack there in Cleveland you guys just sleep in?
Yes.
Piddle Hot was on the property or something? Or?
Yeah, they slept at the terminal.
Dude, we got a shack,
they
too.
They did the same thing at Wessex. That, you know, used to be that Wessex. He slept at the terminal.
Yeah, they're bringing it back. That's what that trailer is in front of our...
I heard that was for DOT physical. I heard that was for DOT
prostate exams.
Yeah, there you go.
Dr. Longfingers.
Brian's meth lab. Whalen's meth lab. Mobile meth unit. That's funny. Did you hear about that? How did that happen?
Oh, yeah. When somebody asked if they could park it there.
Two hippie dudes came in and they said they had a flat. And they said, do you mind if we park this here until we get tire for the trailer? He's like, yeah, go ahead. Never came back. I guess Brian called a trash recycle place to come pick it up, a scrapyard. Yeah. And the guy says, he says, it's filled with garbage. I'm not taking it. So the whole thing's filled with garbage. And they dumped it. And now he.
Nice.
He got to pay to get rid of it somehow.
Right.
No. No.
That's not going to happen.
No. They're putting warehouses in next door to us. You dig a hole. You put it in.
There you go.
Fill the hole with
dirt.
That's
true. I didn't think of that.
Done.
I mean, we have a couple.
We got keys of those excavators. I can have a whole.
I mean, what's it made of?
Who keeps moving it?
Aluminum and metal, right?
I think people hit it. To be honest with you,
the PJ. ECM guy.
I'm not going to say who. I'm just going to say people hit it.
Yeah, yeah, because it didn't look like that was first parked
right.
there.
No,
it looked like that after a couple of days. Yeah. Yes, sir. It's funny, you know. It's one of those funny things. I don't know. You just look at it, you're like, well, whatever.
It's either that or Helen Keller was in the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Park by feel.
Park by feel.
That's funny.
Yeah, oh my crazy, word. Man. But yeah, it's I hope that you make another 10 years.
So, so mean, do I.
Theoretically, back to the trailer. Theoretically, I'm just trying to give a perspective here.
Where
that trailer's parked right now will be the future road. So they're going to have to move it.
Yeah, maybe just like you said, dig a hole, drop it in.
You'd think somebody would want it just for the metal.
No. See, the problem is it's titled. So if you can't scrap it whole, there's garbage in it. We got scrappers at work.
That's what I was saying. That's where I'm going with this. Just turn it over to them and let them have at it.
No, they won't.
Spend your weekend there one weekend and take it apart. It's made of metal, aluminum. It's got copper wiring in it. Have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You come to work there and there's a pile. Wheels are gone.
It's reduced to a pile. It's just the garbage that was inside.
That's it.
It's the company's problem. Wow. Yeah, that's all I was saying was just it's made of metal and aluminum and everything. What the heck?
Right.
Let our scrappers go at it.
No, technically it's received stolen property until they get the title. And wow, that
really?
I mean, there's
got to be a way around that.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Like, well, it's on the property. I don't know.
Yeah, get it moved, you have to apply for abandoned vehicle. Permit and
okay, I didn't know how it worked, title,
and it's a pain. Yeah, it's easier to bury the shit, you know.
Yeah.
It could be easier just dragging it out to the road, park it there, let this borough take care of it.
Right.
And the cops come and haul it away,
pull it out on 309 North, and just let it get
just
hit.
Pull it out.
But that's the problem. The hitch is busted, I think, off of it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's just weird. It's one of those weird things that, you know, when it first showed up, I didn't even notice it. I honestly didn't even notice it was there. And somebody's like, hey, did you see the new trailer that's out there? Is that going to be the construction trailer? And I'm like, what trailer? I didn't even know it.
Yeah,
and I drove out the one day. I'm like, oh, there is a trailer there. What the heck?
That's what I say about spray paint free DOT physicals.
Yeah. It would be hilarious. Yeah. But I do hope you make it in our 10 years, yeah, man. Yeah. Getting our so million miles, you know? Yep. Because, you know, because really that whole thing is really about you're getting home safe every day.
Yeah.
That's, to me, that's it. It's a successful night. I don't care what's going on. If I get home every day safely and nobody got hurt,
that's it.
I'm happy.
Yep. That's it.
So.
That's the way I'm looking at it. Try to get. That's what Waylon said. He goes, when I'm retired, he goes, you hit your 4 million, let me know. He said, I'm coming back to see you. I'm like,
you make that phone call.
He ain't gonna come back. He ain't gonna come back. Everybody says they're coming back. They never do the visit.
No, and I'm
Chris Palmer left. She never came back.
No. And she was, she was such a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know.
Actually, she was a terminal manager, I think. When Bill was out, she filled in.
She ran
everything.
The place.
He wasn't there.
Yeah.
He didn't have to worry about nobody. You know?
Exactly. She was really a nice person. Yeah. You know? Yep. It is what it is. You know, that's life in the fast lane.
Yeah.
You know, as the Eagles said. You know?
Exactly.
It's crazy. But
exactly.
Well, Tim.
Yeah, another one of those guys died.
Who?
From the Eagles.
Who? The bass player.
Yeah, the bass player.
Yeah.
The guy
with the long hair.
Fender?
The guy with the long hair.
I forgot his name, though. What was his name?
He
had the good voice. He had the good voice.
Yeah.
He sang real
good. It wasn't Schmidt, was it? No.
I can't remember.
Timothy B. Smith? Randy Meisner?
Meisner.
Yeah. The guy sang real high.
Yeah.
Randy Meisner.
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah.
Get the heck out.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Wow. I really got to catch up on the news.
Yeah.
Turn your goddamn phone on.
It's on all the time. I just don't look at it.
Just call him. He'll fill you in.
Right. Call the Information Bureau. 555-1212. Hello, this is Shipper, the Information Bureau.
All the news you need to know.
What do you want?
I think that was the freaking number for it too, wasn't it?
He comes up with shit.
Tim, this has been a freaking blast. I've had a great time sitting here talking with you for an hour.
Definitely.
Man, this has been. I have not talked this much in 3 weeks. I haven't laughed this much in 3 weeks because most nights I'm like sitting by myself going, I can't sleep. So
I know that feeling.
It's been a beautiful. This was fun. You know,
I cannot figure you two out for the life of me.
Why?
That you can't sleep. I mean,
it literally. I actually looked at this. I looked it up, and there's a couple of doctors who actually did a video on this. Doctors who do replacement surgeries, and they said your sleep will be interrupted. You're going to have a hard time sleeping. It takes about 3 months for it to correct. It's because of the you know, all the different stuff you're going through, the medications that you're on, the different stuff that they do with the anesthesia in the hospital, and then the anxiety of the replacement and walking and using it and unsure of this or unsure of that and the different types of pains and everything else that are going on. It's literally a problem that people, and I didn't even know this until I watched their video, and the guys, these two doctors are like, yeah, nobody ever tells you this, but this, you're going to have a hard time. You may have a hard time sleeping. Most people do. You don't sleep well. You're up a lot.
Well, there's your out.
Now, you got to think, too. You're on all them years of running night.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a big factor.
It is another big factor.
Yeah, that's
high. Well, there's your out. You haven't had your... My proper rest.
You haven't
had your proper rest. I can't come back this week. I haven't had my proper rest.
Yeah.
I haven't had a proper...
Next week's not looking any better, either.
I still got 5 more weeks.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I don't know.
Try to keep your schedule and sleep during the day. And
that's what I said to my wife. I said to Michelle, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? It's like,
that's how I am. I can't.
I wind up falling asleep at 5-6 o'clock in the morning. And then I sleep until, you know, 11, 12 o'clock. And then I wake up and then it's like, okay, I got to go to bed earlier tonight. Mm-hmm. And of course you get up at 12. You know, if you're going to go to bed at 10, you've only been awake for 10 hours. Mm-hmm. Who the heck can go to sleep?
Yeah.
And I haven't done anything. Yeah. Yep. I didn't even walk it, you know, other than go outside, walk out front, walk around the front of the church over here, right next to my house, walk down the parking lot, turn around, walk back out, and come back home. And by that time, my leg hurts, my hip hurts, my foot hurts, and my leg is swollen. And I get in the house and sit down. I'm like, that was it. That was my exercise for the day.
This coming from the guy that says, I don't want to work 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
Now it's, I want to sleep. I can't sleep.
Man, Nancy.
I know, I'm torn.
Such a negative Nancy.
It's funny. You know, get your hip replaced. Go ahead. Go get your knee replaced and see what they tell you.
No, I know I need my knee replaced. Yeah. This is why I don't get it done. It's better to deal with the pain than deal with the shame.
No, it's not. I'll tell you what. I have pain, but I have pain in different areas. You know, it's just weird. You know, like I said earlier.
I can tell you when a front's coming before AccuWell, okay?
I'm the same way.
That I believe, yeah.
Same way.
Yeah, I believe it.
Exactly.
You know, it had gotten to a point for my hip that I felt like a storm was coming all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was constant. It was constant pain.
Did you take notice how the show turned from you to him?
Yeah. Well, you just brought up how your knee. Okay. You're a barometer for storms. All I'm saying is I couldn't even tell anymore. It just hurt.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm the same way though, man.
My
shoulders are bad. My hips bad. My knee hurts, but.
It's the industry.
Well, yeah. But when the weather comes, look out, dude.
Yeah.
I told my wife, there's a storm. How do you know that? I can feel it. Yep. I know it's coming.
My joint hurts.
Yeah.
I can't lift my beer.
Yeah, I can't lift my beer.
I got to use two hands.
Got to give me one of those hats with the holes on it. The straws.
The straw.
Nothing wrong with them.
Yeah, nothing wrong.
This is the week at Bethel Music Fest.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't believe it's Music Fest week already. Yeah, all right, dude. You know what? On that note, we're going to, you know what? We hope you enjoyed this show. We enjoyed the show talking with Tim. Yes. It's been a great time. We had a blast. We really do thank you for coming out, Tim. It really was fun to talk to you. I really am appreciative of that. And Chipper, if the audience enjoyed the show, what can they do? We hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
So if they enjoyed the show, what can they do?
They can keep us caffeinated.
Keep us caffeinated. What else can they do?
They can share the show.
I know it's been a while, dude. This is outro, not intro.
They can share with their friends, people everywhere, anybody, anything, anywhere. As long as they share it. That way the ticker grows up.
You got that right.
So until next time, keep the hammer down in the hammer lane. Ciao.
Amen. Ciao.
You never guess the places that I've been. You never guess the places that I've been. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. I'm never gonna let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go. And I'll just make this bed my own. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep. Give me my dreams.
Supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.